Hey, Michelle.
Hello, Joe.
So, theme tune. What about this one?
You know me, I love Fleetwood Mac.
So, what ones have so far? Red Broth, haven't we?
Yes.
What was the other one?
A little bit of Bublé.
A Bublé. And now this. Well, I feel terrible turning it off, but I will. Maybe I like him that one, though.
I like him.
I like them all. We'll have to decide soon.
Yeah, we'll
anyway.
See what the listeners think, too.
Yes, yes. So we'll put a poll up in a couple of weeks' time, yeah. Once you're back.
Yes.
Because this is recorded. Hopefully the sun's out by now.
I hope so.
Yeah.
It won't matter to me. I'll be on holiday.
Okay. All right, for some. Anyway, moving on. Michelle, what have you got for us today?
So let's talk a little bit about midlife and the whole reason you got me on the show in the first place.
You know, I even forgot. I have no idea.
Reached out. What's all this midlife malarkey?
What's happened? I forgot all about that.
Yeah, so it's great. So a lot of talk about menopause, lots of talk on about menopause, which is great. Nothing wrong with that. But there's another thing it could be if you are in your 40s and you find suddenly you have, I always think like we're like cars, you know, all of a sudden you hit 40, you're due for your MOT and the mechanic's like, nope, everything's gone wrong.
Well, I've always been an old banger.
You let us say that on air?
No, an old car that doesn't work.
I used to be. I treat myself a little bit more like a Porsche, you know, as I've gotten older. I'm just classic and
you're
cool.
Keeping up with the MOTs and the services.
All the services, yes. And I look better as I get older. That's the thing, right?
You do. Well, I thought you was 20 the other day when you came in with the sunglasses. Do you remember? Yeah. Anyways.
Carry on. So when I started my 40s, let's all admit now I am not 20. So when I entered my 40s, just kind of my health, my MOT went out the window. And that was it. So it was funny. It was actually before my 40s. So I had my son. When I was in my third trimester with my son, I got really ill. I've got a stomach bug of some sort. And I remember lost like half a stone in 2 days. And ended up at A&E and everything like that. And we just thought it was a stomach bug. Everything passed. Everything was fine. And then a few months after he was born again, I fell ill. But this time I felt really weird. You know, you feel really tingly, hypersensitive to everything. And I knew I wasn't right. So my GP sent me to get some blood tests done, came back. I was borderline low thyroid at the time. Uh-huh. And I had no B12. And they just chalked it up to the fact that obviously I'd had something happen when I had the stomach bug that they chalked it up to that. Something went wrong with my digestive system. Oh. So kept, obviously didn't think anything of it. I was quite healthy. I was running. I was going to the gym, doing yoga, doing everything pretty much. Have quite a healthy diet. And I remember the doctor even one day, again, I was back for something else. Like I felt like I was constantly at the garage for something that was constantly going wrong. You know, sometimes when your car does that, it's like one day it's the brakes, next day it's the alternator, then it's like something else. And this is what I felt like I was living at the GP's. I'm like, what is going on? They're like, well, you know, if you watched what you ate or you exercised, and I was like, but I do. I'm like running a half marathon in a couple of weeks. I'm like, seriously. And I go, and I'm vegetarian. And they're like, oh. And so then again, sent me for blood tests. But this time they're like, yeah, it's quite borderline. And then it was, again, a few years later, they dismissed it. I was getting B12 jabs. I remember we were in Disney World and my heart started skipping beats. And it was really bizarre. And have you ever had your heart skip a beat? It's a really weird feeling. Yeah. Like, it's not just a flutter. It is. You're like, oh, this isn't right. Yeah. And I was losing my eyebrows at the time. And things were really going south. And came back. They sent me for a heart rate monitor. And turned out, like, my thyroid was almost non-existent. So it's one of these things. And so now I've got hypothyroidism, so I'm forever on medication now for it, because without it, I would die. And basically, if it hadn't been caught, things like if you've got low thyroid issues, things that can happen is that you can have heart failure. Another sign is that your cholesterol levels are really high up and you're not eating cake. So I was like, right, I've got the side effects of eating cake, but I'm not eating cake. Well, this is not fair.
Yeah.
You know, and I've got
that,
anemia. So same things, like all that, like all these things were cropping up and just never, nothing was ever put together until at that point. And it's funny because sometimes also now at that point, I hadn't really heard about menopause yet. Yeah. And when it, and I'm quite lucky because I know, and I wanted to put this out there to a lot of women who are going, well, I'm 40. I think I'm going through the menopause. I would suggest that you go to the GP and have a blood test done to rule other things out, because actually a low thyroid mimics a lot of menopause symptoms. Mm. So things like brain fog. You feel like a zombie all the time.
Why are you pointing at me?
No. Sorry, that was earlier today. It was earlier today. Brain fog, fatigue, feeling tired all the time, dry, itchy skin, things like that. You know, yeah, exactly.
I've got a checkbook.
Yeah, so I'm just heart palpitations, tick. And so for me, it was that dry skin, difficulty losing weight. And we all just, again, chalk it up to being of a certain age.
I put a bigger box in for that one. So, yeah.
And it's funny because you can get hot flushes, but in menopause, you can also get what you call cold flushes. And I was cold all the time. And I was just chalking it up to poor insulation in the home and poor insulation in British buildings, to be fair. I always had the heat on in my office. So if you feel like you're not right, you're not feeling right, another big sign would be losing the hair. Your eyebrow hair actually is a big one, and that's not menopause, that is your thyroid. Heart palpitations, or you feel like your face is puffy, definitely go see your GP.
Oh, now that's a weird one, because I think, yes, I've had that a few times as well.
Yeah.
Might have been after I'd had a couple of drinks, but I'm not too sure. No, but seriously,
yeah,
there's loads of things. And as you say, it's really difficult to pinpoint exactly what it is, because it could be so much more.
And the reason I want to bring it up is because I've been seeing on social media groups, there's groups that are for menopause, for example, or women who think they might be in menopause, and they're all self-diagnosing on there. Yeah. And they're saying, well, I'm 40 and I've got these. You think it's the menopause? It's like, actually, let's be really careful about it. I think I remember one time I read somewhere, she's like, I've got really bad heart palpitations. My heart, it really hurts. And I wrote to her, you need to go to A&E. Like, do not sit here and self-diagnose on social media groups. Definitely go see your GP. They're there for, they'll send you for a blood test, and they'll send you for, it's called a TSH test. It's thyroid stimulating hormone. And they'll look for that. And if you've got it.
There was a test that they did do, the blood test, but they've got to do like two different ones to ensure, because it can be missed completely otherwise, because they just sent you for the basic one.
Yeah.
But you've got to ask specifically for thyroid one.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, for me, I was just there again, my annual thyroid checkup. Mm. And that's it. And if like you're like me, you'll end up on medication. And I know a lot of people are anti-medication, but in this case, it's one of those meds that it's like diabetes.
Sure.
If you're given the medication for it, you have to take it, because without it, even with yoga, and there are yoga poses that can help stimulate your thyroid, and the more we would say the stimulate the blood flow around the thyroid, that you can do stuff to help yourself out with, but it's the medication that's actually going to keep you alive, if that makes sense. Yeah, and it's funny because my voice went funny, but that's another one, is having a croaky throat, which is hard if you're a radio presenter.
It is.
I always think it's sexy voice.
Yeah, sexy voice. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Night out after. So I was going to do an activity with you today. Do you want to do it?
Coming in.
All right. So there's one. So when we talk about the thyroid, if no one knows, is this butterfly shaped gland that sits kind of at the base of your throat right here and wraps itself around there. And it's responsible for your metabolism and all that, as well as apparently your heart and eyebrows. And if you've ever seen me, though, you can't even tell I have eyebrows anyway. So it wasn't a big loss.
I would never have even known that you've got,
that I don't have eyebrows.
No,
I do have eyebrows. You just can't see them.
Oh, okay.
They're that blonde. They're that blonde.
Wow, yeah. Well, you're lucky. Yeah. Anyway.
That's why I said I was lucky. No one could notice.
Yeah.
So we're going to do humming bee breath, which I quite like. And it's a funny one to do. People get really self-conscious about it doing it in class. But it is, once you do it, it's fun.
Oh, I'm going to like this one. Come on in.
Good. And you're going to like it. So it stimulates basically the vibrations in the throat, which then again stimulates blood flow to the thyroid gland. Yeah. So normally we've got headphones on, but what you do is you're going to you're blocking out everything except your nose. You're going to cover the eyes, close the mouth, And you're going to, if you could, if you're at home, just plug the ears. Well, right. Maybe listen a bit first.
So you've got basically two fingers over your eyes.
Yeah.
Your thumbs are either side of your ears. So
well, if we didn't have headphones on, our thumbs would be inside our ears, blocking them off.
Yeah.
And then
but
you can just...
Don't do that next. You won't be able to hear us. And
exactly.
The object of the...
And then, if you're listening back, you can try it.
Yeah, okay.
And then I always like to have extra fingers on the nose and extra finger down here. Mouth is going to be closed and we're going to hum. So we're going to take a deep breath in.
So your little finger as well goes just underneath your
mouth. Yeah, just wherever.
Your chin. Yeah. Okay.
You're going to take a deep breath in and you're going to hum it out.
Okay. Tone you do? Do you have to be high or low?
It doesn't matter, I don't think.
So you just literally put two fingers over your eyes, you've got your thumbs in your ears, not right in, and you've got your middle finger then in your
resting
sort of
kind of on your cheeks.
Yeah, and your nose, and you've got the other one just underneath your mouth.
Yeah,
you
let's hear you hum, Joe. Let's hear you
hum. Okay, here we go. I don't know what tone to use. I feel like I'm singing.
Don't overthink it.
Oh, yeah, it sounds more like a B. But that's really weird because you can really feel that. Because what you can do, you can actually feel that on all your fingers.
Yeah.
Because obviously it's just,
vibrations.
Absolutely.
It's so weird. I love it. It's one of my favorites.
We should have done good vibrations, shouldn't we?
Oh,
we missed that.
You can play
that
next.
Okay, I'll play that afterwards with Michelle. But yeah, so that's a really good one. Brilliant, Michelle. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have you got anything to finish that off on, or have I just spoilt that for you?
No, I think you did a really good job. You're going to be the guru soon.
I will. I learned so much. We'll have to do another episode on the bowls. I do miss the bowls.
Oh, I'll bring them back.
Do go back and have a look at the bowls episode. If you know. But Michelle, listen, thanks ever so much as usual. And we're here from you next week.
See you later, Joe.